First, from coast to coast, floods and flood warnings have put many Australians on the defensive. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says extra funding will go to flood-affected parts of Western Australia's Gascoyne region in the northwest of the state. The flooding there has forced people from their homes and destroyed banana plantations. Across the country, authorities are concerned about the possibility of major flooding in northern New South Wales. In the southern Queensland town of St George, the Balonne River is raging and expected to rise to a record tomorrow. Further north in Rockhampton, recovery efforts are underway after days of flooding. The top soldier in charge, Major General Mick Slater, has praised residents as well as emergency services personnel. But he also has some criticism for the media. Our reporter Michael Edwards is in Rockhampton and I asked him how long Major General Slater spent on the ground.
It was a pretty quick visit. He flew in by Black Hawk helicopter, had a look at the flooded areas on his way in, and then was on the ground, as I said, for a little over an hour. He met the mayor of Rockhampton and he met the police and the emergency services officials here. And as far as we could see, he only had the time to meet with one local and to hear that person's story about how the floods had affected his life and his business.
Now, what are the crucial tasks ahead, according to Major General Slater?
He said the rebuilding process could take months, if not years. He said there's no way of even telling what damage has been done to major infrastructure such as roads and transport links and people's houses and all sorts of facilities. So he said they're going to be the main areas of focus for his job. He said they can't even assess what will take place until the flood waters subside, and he said that's when the real work begins.
Soon, as the waters recede, people will enter what I would describe as the restoration or the clean-up phase, so that we can get back to as much a degree of normalcy in the lives of the community as possible. Then there are the longer-term needs. That's where my task force is focusing. We need to rebuild the infrastructure. We need to support the economy. We need to ensure that the large economic sectors in this part of the state get back on an operational footing as quickly and as smoothly as possible. But we've got to get it right. We've got to get it right the first time.
Major General Mick Slater, who's heading the Queensland Floods Recovery Task Force, and Mike Edwards, our reporter, is in Rockhampton. What did he say about the media today?
He said, or he almost urged the media to not concentrate on negative stories about the recovery process once we, or the media itself, loses interest in the actual story about the floods and the human interest stories when it comes to the problems caused by the floods. Here's what he had to say to the media on that subject.
All of the ingredients for success are there. The people who have been affected want success. The civic leaders in each of those communities want success. The state and federal government are working towards success. There is no reason why we won't have it, unless we start getting bored with the story and the media start to become divisive within the community. And then if there are areas of failure, I think I could find the reason and track it back to different areas within the media.
Major General Mick Slater again. And Mike Edwards, on those islands where you are, what's the outlook for the next couple of days?
There is still the forecast for quite heavy rain. It's been dry so far today, but overnight there was a fair amount of rain that hit the town and outlying regions to Rockhampton. The flood levels themselves are expected to be stable for the next few days at least, and the flood level is at 9.15 at the moment, which obviously is well below the predicted peak of 9.4, but the locals are still watching very closely and quite nervously to see what happens. And the predictions are that flood levels won't go beyond a flood level until at least the end of next week. So they've still got a long time ahead of them where they have to deal with all this water.
Michael Edwards reporting from Rockhampton.